Nebraska. Here I am, wishing I was stoned again. Kicking the sheets, trying to find my shoes. I can't hear that big machine trying to keep a hold on me. Marking my time in the Omaha, I see. Street clothes on the hanger and my dreams back in the spoon. My baby, she don't come around to see me in my paper gown, all strung out in the Omaha. I see you. Gamble came when I OD'd. They asked me what got into me. I could not bring myself to tell the truth. They poured some Kingsford in a cup, said, now boy, drink this up. Now here I am in the Omaha, I see you. Now I'm marking time in the Omaha, I see you. With my street on the hanger and my dreams back in the spoon. My baby, she don't come around to see me in my paper gown, all strung out in the Omaha. I see. Baby's ghost, the big machine, a shadow or two of ephedrine. Keep this old cowboy from turning blue. But when I get past where I'm at, they'll give me back my bucking hat, and I'll be gone from the Omaha. I see.
Tuesday, November 8th, Timber presents Holy Ghost at the Fortune Sound Club. This dance music duo from New York City are on tour to support their debut self-titled release, Holy Ghost. Tickets are available online at ticketweb.ca, as well as at Red Cat, Scratch, Beat Street, High Life, and Ditch Records. Don't miss Holy Ghost at the Fortune Sound Club, Tuesday, November 8th. Holy Ghost is brought to you by Timber and proudly sponsored by CITR.
My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, America is a force, force dynamic society, dynamic society, and that is why I like to live here.
Come one, come all, young or old, to Bring Your Boomers 2, Activism for Everybody. Bring Your Boomers 2 will go down on Tuesday, November 1st from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the SFU Woodwards Building. Come on out for an evening of intergenerational dialogue around activism and social change. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. Can be found at bringyourboomers2.eventbrite.com.
My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, forceful, dynamic society. That is why I like to believe that there is a threat.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Chips with Everything, the British pop music show.
Hello.
We're going to be playing pop music from the UK, as we always do.
Yeah, and Pine Tarts.
Is that... That's your contribution.
Yeah, that's what else we're going to play.
That's what you're...
It's Calgary.
This is your introduction to the show.
Pine Tarts.
Okay, and also I have another, or some more, perhaps more coherent guest, Barry.
Hello.
What are you going to be doing for us today? You actually brought records, didn't you?
I did bring some records.
We'll see if we can fit them in the schedule. Do they conform to the format?
I would say they do.
Yeah, are they round? And also, do they have much pine tarts in them?
Pine tarts. What is a pine tart? Is that like a... tart that's made with pine nuts in it?
A pine tart. Yeah. Yeah, a pine nut tart. A pignon. Okay. A tartin de pignon, as we call it in, I don't know, Quebec.
I'm going to play quite a good selection of records today.
What is there a theme of the show?
There is.
Just the same as normal.
Like the last show before Halloween.
The last show, yeah. Yeah, let's see what kind of music would be most appropriate
for the. Let's see,
for the something week before sweet, Halloween, like lots of chocolate songs.
Oh yeah, is that what Halloween means to you now?
Totally.
Is that what Halloween's been reduced to?
One
like
big
candy banquet,
like Tootsie Pops with the bubblegum inside.
A big chocolate fire guard.
I'm not a slave to the making corporations. And
I know what some people are giving out for Halloween this year: pine tarts.
Yeah, and fried eggs.
Oh, the candy cane?
Yeah. No, and six packs.
Of
muscle. Yeah. Actual hard, you know, core guys. Portions of their rack eye, stomach eye muscle.
So what's in the background now?
Oh. A lot of fear and doubt, I think, in a lot of people's minds. That's what's in the background, Barry. But I think we're going to change that for them right now.
Mm-hmm.
first came the Norsemen, all Scandinavian, extremely coarse men, mostly unshaven. They wandered inland and called it Vinland, this land that's made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, this far from Norway, we just won't try land. The average Viking has no great liking for this land that's made for you and me. The early French had extreme persistence, despite the Indians' combined resistance. Oh. With righteous feeling, they started stealing this land that's made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, this voyageur and fleur de lis land, so populated, then separated, this land that's made for you and me. Then came the English and assorted henchmen, who started fighting with all those Frenchmen through this spot of bother. They told each other,
I say,
this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, this rule Britannia, steak and kidney pie land, this land of Tory, of hope and glory, this land that's made for you and me. While French and English were busy crying, U.S. investors were quietly buying. We didn't spot it until they got it. This land that's made for you and me. This land ain't your land. This land ain't my land. This all Canadian pie in the sky land. Though we bemoan it, we still don't own it. This land that's made for you and me.
Oh,
behalf of the Canadian Centennial Commission, we want all you rich Americans to know that this land to the north is a country with a vision, and it isn't just a wilderness of icicles and snow. So come up to Canada, come up to Canada, the true brave Northland, where we live in maple trees. You can hunt and ski and fish and shoot, long as you bring lots of loot, we'll make sure that your money doesn't freeze. We've got many fine attractions in the countryside, so pretty, where the tourists can go and rubberneck. You can see life Torontonians commuting to the city, or watch French-Canadian separatists conspiring in Quebec. So come up to Canada, come up to Canada, your next door neighbor that is here to welcome you. You can drink our strong Canadian booze, see us in our igaloos, we'll put the act on specially for you. There are natural phenomena like waterfalls and caverns, there's a new surprise in every rock and rill. And the waiters are just hovering in the restaurants and taverns, where they make a 10-cent premium on a Yankee dollar bill. So come up to Canada, come up to Canada, the wide, wide country where the folks are simply grand. We'll ask about your Uncle Sam and how you doing in Vietnam. We're always glad to take you by the hand.
Now 1967 should put Canada in orbit. That's the year of our centennial, you know. And there'll be a flood of tourists, but we think we can absorb it. And in 1968 we'll sit and count up all the dough.
So come up to Canada, come up to Canada, the young dominion where the snow's up to your knees. We've got tons and tons of Arctic air, scores of Mounties everywhere. We'll be just as Canadian as you please, and we'll make darn sure your money doesn't freeze.
Okay, what did you think of that? I'm just going to throw it there. Well, that was The Brothers-in-Law from an album called Exposé 67, part of the Centennial series on ARC Records.
Yeah.
You'll be familiar with the
both
little symbol on the record there.
The Centennial
this was
symbol.
Made during Canada's Centennial. It's got a little star tree thing on there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So those are meant to be... Were those ironic or sarcastic? Or
no, I was heartfelt.
I thought they were political.
Political?
Heartfelt political.
Although,
see,
then after we listened to it, I realized, nah, they weren't very political.
Well, to me, they were perfectly in tune with Occupy Wall Street.
In what way?
Well, you know...
In every
this,
fucking way.
This land's not your land, you know? You know, that kind of thing. This land's not your land. You know, it belongs to the 1%. That's what they were saying.
Well, they... I guess I didn't pay as close attention to the lyrics as you did.
Oh, okay.
Well. So. Okay, what if this whole, the other 99%, what if there's a perfect percentage that we're missing? What if it's like 22 to 27 we should be putting everything into? Screw the bottom 70 and the top 15. It's 22 to 27.
You're saying just people who are 22 years old? And
No, they have to be 22 to 27 in every way. That means they got to be between 22 and 27.
So you mean they like have to have a 22-inch waist and a 27-inch bust?
Everything. 22 to 27. Like, you got to be, you know, you got to make 22 to 27% of the money. All of it. Just those two numbers. That's it.
Well,
put all
your
money into them.
Let's. Speaking of that, one of the records we just heard was Real Estate.
Yeah, okay. Real Estate are a plucky young band.
Let's hear about them.
Well, I'm holding the record here so you can see the title.
Real Estate, it's real.
It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
Is real?
They're from London.
Is real.
Okay.
Now I understand. London.
I understand. We know nothing about them, but that is their new single.
The Domino Recording Company.
Really?
From London, England.
So this...
So we've had an ARC and a Domino so far.
Have you guys been to
London? Yeah. Otherwise, we're not allowed on the show, right?
Okay, that's true. Just checking.
Good. Check.
Check. touch. She was in the background of a picture of a church. I knew if we should get along as we were able, I shouldn't really bring her to the Seder table. I found the girl on eBay. She was bidding on halfway to a three-way. I wrote the words a grain of sand upon a grain of rice. She baked a pie of very shy laboratory mice. All there was my face. I went into a corner shop and bought myself an edge. Another shiny vector to add to my cottage. I found the girl on Friendster, where her taste in cinema defends her. She rescued me from beggary and indecision by telling me our future was the new religion.
That was Max Tundra.
Tasty.
You guys like him?
Yeah,
I've forgotten good. About yeah. that.
I like him because his actual name's Benny, and that was my dad's name.
So nice.
Yeah.
No, but wait, there was something else.
Max.
Oh, no, you know what?
The Max was also your nickname when you were a youth.
Yeah, that's Pardon what it me? Was. When you were in high school, it was your nickname.
Ah, oh, forget it.
What, yeah. But so here's the other thing.
Here's the other thing.
What else do you like about them?
Well, you know how he was going through all the different kind of online girls.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the modern day thing of, you know, the West the Coast modern, girls. What, are,
oh, yeah, the Google girls and the eBay girls. Yeah. So he was doing like the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Good. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Analogy accepted.
Beep, it was an homage.
Homage.
I'd love an homage sandwich right now.
Before that was the I should actually run through some of the music we've been playing. I've been remiss.
It's been good.
Let's see. The organ tracks that we heard at the beginning of the show and in the middle last time we were talking, and later on was Brian Auger from an album Street Noise with Julie Driscoll singing on the first one, a track called Indian Rope Man. Okay, then of course we had the Brothers-in-Law.
Yeah.
The Canadian singers, and then the white funk thing that had us dancing here.
Now, why is
it
that
the Mackenzies are a record from
where?
From Scotland, actually.
Wow,
actually,
the '80s.
These are a Glasgow band from about 1986. I think this record was out.
So
called Mealy Mouths.
Fascinatingly, 1986 being the year of Vancouver's World Expo, which of course is the last, and the time before that, when Canada had the World Exposition, was Exposé 67.
That's right, which is the Brothers-in-Law.
That is too weird. That's like yesterday talking about the Hobbits. Yeah. For some reason, we were talking about Hobbits. I'm flipping through the 1977 10th year anniversary of Rolling Stone, and what do I turn to? A picture
of a hobbit.
But yeah, you know what they're doing.
Right, right next to a $200 gold roach clip that you can send away for.
Yeah, back in the day.
You can also have like posters of...
But I had... I heard they're occupying Mordor.
Not bad, not bad. That's good. Yeah,
I saw that on Facebook.
Listeners, phone in if you want to vote Baddie out of the studio. 822-2487.
That's 822-2487. CITR .UBC.ca.
That sounds too much like a Ricky Gervais kind of thing.
We got a new single by The Transmitters that we're going to play.
Oh boy, good. I can hardly wait.
Okay, this is going to be good.
Come one, come all, young or old, to Bring Your Boomers 2, Activism for Everybody. Bring Your Boomers 2 will go down on Tuesday, November 1st from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the SFU Woodwards Building. Come on out for an evening of intergenerational dialogue around activism and social change. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. Can be found at bringyourboomers2.eventbrite.com.
one ear on, so it's kind of, you know.
You're lost to me.
Sorry, lads.
Yeah.
Major point.
Yeah.
Most abundantly. Zaz.
A bit of a, I know there's a race, so I want to get the first shots in. I don't think.
Thanks to Dave for bringing this record to
They were stoned. They were stoned.
Now, you want to explain to us why?
They are not as bad as they sound. Okay? There's no
it's
way.
It's not their fault they were stoned.
Listen. Just if you. And in fact, that's my point. If you would have just
listened. I can't believe we
listened,
go from the Human League. One of the greatest tracks
yes,
from
yes,
the greatest bands
right,
ever.
Yes.
And then we fade into A2 Brucey's current single, Never Seen You Cry. And you know what? According to the promotional blurb on the promotional single
sure,
that we have,
sure, sure.
It's nice that they send us a real record and it's red and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. The record itself is beautiful.
Get this, it says, promoters are comparing them to the Beach Boys.
Fuck that.
No, that's another
I would
band.
Give
promoters.
Eagles at the closest.
Promoters.
We're going back that far.
Promoters are not.
Oh, the promoters.
Trustworthy source of
yeah,
musical
I hate
information.
The promoters.
Anyway, A2 Bruce.
Go, Barry, go. Yeah. Yeah, so you know what it was? It's one of those things. Basically what it was the dress I was trying on. It was the dress I was wearing while I was trying on this music. You know, it wasn't the, see what I did there? I took the usual, the reason I don't like this dress.
I wouldn't disagree.
Is because I was in the shop and it was the song I heard, so I was doing a thing.
That was a beautifully mixed metaphor.
Anyway, so I think it comes to that time of the show when we haven't done this in a long time. We should probably talk about my feelings.
How do you feel, Dave?
Well, all in all, I don't have a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. I feel good.
You're not a reader of the Vancouver Sun, then?
I do not I do not dirty myself. My daughter, who was going to be on the show, she's just in from Manchester. She's going to be in or near Manchester, let's be frank.
Let's call her Davina.
Yeah, Davina. She's going to be here in 2 weeks with a bunch of music. And
yeah, she was going to be on this show today, and she had all this dubstep and, you know, much cooler stuff than anything I could dredge up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she had to go visit her auntie.
She did, and her, yeah. So
all of this is true.
So I feel good because my kid's in town. I went on a date today.
Whoa!
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, Dave went on a date.
Yeah,
Dave went on. Did you tell her you're going to be on the air? Is she listening?
I
right
did.
Now? Can we send her a message?
Oh, let's dedicate a song.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. How about you? Got something fired up? What do you got?
Of course, we do.
I want to be your husband. Something like that.
Shake that myth maker. No, I think I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. Except things are trending.
For once, I'm really glad radio is not a visual medium.
Yeah.